On this edition of the KSMU Sense of Community series on firearms in the Ozarks, a look at recreational or sport shooting, a pastime enjoyed by many in the area if the number of visitors in 2017 to the Missouri Department of Conservation Andy Dalton shooting range gives any indication.
This past year, we broke the threshold of 25,000 people, and that's a combination of public shooting as well as program attendees.
Mike Brooks manages the Andy Dalton Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center. It's a Missouri Department of Conservation facility located near Ash Grove, Missouri.
Over the years, we have done a variety of programs helping people learn how to use firearms and ammunition, archery equipment, in a safe, responsible manner for recreation and hunting. Here at Andy Dalton, we have a 20-position covered rifle-pistol range. We have boots and concrete in the ground for target frames at 7, 15, 25, 50, 75, and 100 yards in each lane. We also have 4 trap and skeet fields. We have a shotgun patterning field for those who need to pattern test their equipment.
According to Mike Brooks, the Andy Dalton Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center's recreational opportunities meld well with the Missouri Department of Conservation's overall mission.
Our mission is fish, forest, and wildlife management for the state of Missouri. A lot of people have a hard time understanding how a target shooting range, a recreational range, would fit into that mission scheme. And the answer to that is, as hunters, we tend to want to be able to harvest an animal cleanly and not injure an animal and allow it to run away and suffer. So in order to do that, it's important for the hunter to come out and practice, target practice, so that they can become more proficient in the handling of the gun and also more accurate with more shooting of that firearm. And the Dalton Shooting Range is a safe place to practice those things.
According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a firearms industry trade association which formed in 1961, there are 38 shooting ranges within an 80-mile radius of Springfield. One of those is the Sound of Freedom shooting range in Ozark, Missouri, owned and operated by A.G. Paul.
We're an indoor gun range. We have 16 lanes divided into 2 8-lane sections. All of our personnel are trained range officers, and we concentrate on safety. We brief them before they go out to let them know that they're not supposed to leave the shooting stall or turn around in the shooting stall with a gun in their hand. It has to be holstered or cased before they take it out of the shooting stall. So we watch them pretty close, and we give them instructions pretty close.
A quick heads up to our listeners, a firearm is about to be fired in this feature. Once one enters a shooting lane at Sound of Freedom, the first gun used is actually a staple gun for attaching a paper target to a sheet of cardboard fixed to the target carrier. Each lane has a keypad to program the target carrier's movement to the desired distance downrange, say 30 feet. After firing rounds downrange, the shooter hits the home button on the keypad to return the target for examination, and in the case of competitive shooting, for scoring.
And if you get into the competitive shooting, you'll find that it's not the scary thing you thought it was.
Jan Stanford is a North Carolina native now living in Republic, Missouri, and has been shooting recreationally for about 5 years now. Jan Stanford and her husband are both members of Bullseye, the Sound of Freedom Thursday Night Shooting League.
And we got real involved. It's fun. I enjoy the competition, and the people are great. It's enjoyable. My children think, what in the world has happened to Grandma? She's shooting a gun. But There's an old saying that I've heard many a time said, I'm having fun when I'm shooting lead downrange. That's a good day.
There's no doubt Jan Stanford enjoys her time with family and friends at the range, but she shows she knows the serious nature of responsible gun ownership, use, and preparedness.
Most definitely. I'm almost 70, and it does. It prepares you. Like I said, I've talked to a lot of women that are alone or by themselves or widowed or whatever, and they're a little afraid of this world right now. And I've encouraged many of them. I said, look, come out and learn how to shoot one. I pray to God you never have to pick it up for that purpose, but you never know in this world. And if you come out and shoot competitively and get to know other people that shoot and learn how to shoot, that takes the fear out of it. And that's what you need to do, is take the fear out of picking up that gun if you ever need it.
National Shooting Sports Foundation data shows some 50 million Americans participated in some form of target shooting in 2016, many at the nation's 7,000 shooting ranges. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.